William Anuru is with us today. William is the Biosecurity and Jobs for Nature Manager for Tarawalaich Trust, and he joins us today. And we're talking about the Ngāwhā Science and Design Fair, etc. Thanks for joining us once again, William. Tēnā koe. Hoki mai.
Tēnā koe. Morena whānau.
Kia ora hoa. I'm just looking at a picture of you holding what looks to be a trout with a serious Māori man smile on too. I know it might be a picture from yesteryear, but anyway, it's nice at times to get images of the people that we speak with rather than just audio. But tēnā koe, William. What is the Tarawa Lakes Trust Te Tūkohu Ngāwhā Science and Design Fair? Can you speak with us about that for a moment, please, Ewa?
Yep, no worries. So it was started last year. We wanted to kind of, you know, start a science fair that was inclusive of mātauranga Māori as well. So we started it last year. We had about, I think, 80 tamariki involved and about 40 exhibits. And so this year we organised it again to be around matariki. This year it grew. It pretty much doubled in participants. So we had close to 80 exhibits in this year's Te Tūkohu Ngāwhā, because this year we included an art component, an art category in there. And we had about 150 rangatahi involved in Te Tūkohu Ngāwhā. So it's just growing, and you know, we want to do the same thing next year. So we had I think over the 2.5 days that we had the science fair at one of our local hotels, we probably had close to 1,000 kids from schools that weren't registered come through to kind of make a plan for next year. So it's, you know, interest in it just keeps growing and growing and growing, and that's awesome. So, it was just a way for us to showcase some of the kids' whakaaro and their ideas around how we can save the planet, pretty much.
Tēnā koe. Well, this is mahi rangatira, isn't it? Listen, Waddle, who won the Supreme Award then? Would we tell us, like it was in one of the hotels, when, and who took out the big gong?
Yeah, well, I was at one of the Sarima in the Rotorua, so they've got this big conference room. We had it in there. We were just able to fit everybody's exhibits in there. It was pretty of a tight space, but the overall winners of the competition were from Rotorua Primary School, a group of kids, three kids. They created a, they call them aquabots, but they're like an underwater drone, pretty much. So they could set it up to take water samples, pick rubbish and weed up off the ground, do like biosecurity checks and all that kind of thing. So they took out the Supreme Award for the science fair. The judges are really, really impressed with everybody's...
So is this Māori? I'm very impressed too, mate. So they started thinking about an underwater drone to fulfil multiple functions. That's an example of the remarkable abilities, remarkable foresight and potential our tamariki and rangatahi carrying, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the if we go back to last year, the kid who won it last year actually created an AI camera that could identify fish under the water, pest fish, native fish, whatever, take a photo, recognize if it was a pest or a native, and then send it back, and, you know, that's had like both of the exhibits that have won overall. In fact, more than just those two, they actually have real life practical applications to a lot of the work that we do out in the field. So, I mean, you know, we actually have a contractor that's been hired to figure out how to take a camera of take a photo of a pest fish and then send it back to us, so we know what's in certain water bodies, lakes or whatever. And you know, these kids have figured it out. We've also got like scientists that are coming up, and they're using ROVs, they call them, these underwater drone type things with a camera and stuff on them. You know, they're coming up and they're looking at the bottom of the lake to see what it's like. And, you know, these some of these machines cost around $100,000, but these kids have made one that, you know, it's pretty much made out of PVC pipe, and they've used 3D printers and stuff to make the engine, the motor housings, and they've got a wire and stuff connected up to a battery. It's pretty cool, but, you know, the concepts are pretty much the same. And, yeah, these kids are just awesome. But, you know, we had another exhibit there that was looking at native plant berries, and they analyzed the electrical charge that these berries could create. We had another kid who created, like, the future of flight, solar flight. He actually had a model for that. And then these other kids, they made all their own water testing equipment and everything like that. And they tested one of our local awa. And, you know, the results were on par with what actual scientists collect. So, I mean, the kids these days, well, I mean, kids all the time are amazing, but you just see the facade and thought that goes into some of this stuff, and it just blows your mind.
I think it's fantastic. And also, look, last time we spoke was about the Harakeke Mats, eh? And it was neat to see you guys acknowledged in the Matariki Awards. Obviously, it's, you know, we anticipated it would have some merit, but data is suggesting that it certainly does. Any updates from the weed mat kaupapa that you and I chatted about a year or so back, Ewa?
Yeah, so we finished the first part of the trial. So the first part of the trial was looking at the different weaving patterns and figuring out which weaving pattern worked best on the weed. So we figured out which weaving pattern worked best, and then we've put those two weaving patterns. We've put one into a river and we've put one into another lake. And so we've still got another just under a year to monitor those and see the effect that they have there. But another thing has happened that we didn't really realize how big of an impact it would have. And what we've seen in the last 6 months is that our taonga species, such as kauta, kākahi, which is a freshwater mussel, some of our native plants, they're actually using our uwhi as a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a shelter or a, the word just escapes me, but they're using it as a whare pretty much. And what we're noticing is that we're seeing baby kauta living underneath the uwhi, whereas before we hardly ever saw any baby kauta because, of course, one of the lakes that we've put our uwhi in is heavily infested with catfish. So the catfish just eat all of our baby kauta and we don't get any juvenile recruitment. But we're seeing these juvenile kauta actually living under these uwhi. So there's another aspect of the uwhi that's kind of come to light since we spoke last, which we're going to investigate more. So hopefully, looking forward, we can kind of get one of our whānau to do like a master's looking at the potential for uwhi as like a kauta stronghold or habitat, you know. So yeah, it's really, really interesting stuff and really, really positive. So we're really optimistic and quite happy with how they've all performed.
Tēnā koe, William. And it's really neat to link arms with you again, bro. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero about our beautiful young people, our tamariki rangatahi. Their conceptualisation and dreams for growth going forward seem to have no bounds. Rapt to have a kōrero about their thinking from that recent hui. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today, William. All the best for the day and the week ahead. Ngā mihi.
No worries, Dale. Ngā mihi. Kia whānau.
Jeba. Thanks so much. William Anuru.